Fox.
Right.
Bob, it was with the Mississippi Valley Fair. We're actually at the fairgrounds right now. We know the fair is coming up soon. And so, Bob, before we get into what's going on at the fair, we want to know a little bit more about you and what got you to this point in your life? What led you up to the Mississippi Valley Fair?
I was drunk, and I was fell in the front door. They said, we can use a fair manager. No, I was running the I've run a lot of different things in my life. I worked for CNN and did a lot of their professional wrestling and did a lot of promotions and a lot of rock and roll shows all over the country and so forth and so on. So I had been working for CNN at one point doing a lot of professional wrestling matches in Shreveport, Louisiana. The guy there who's the manager, the fair manager there, said, hey, how should I get off the road? Because I'd been on the road a while, and yeah. My wife was getting a little tired of it. And he said, I need you to run my Coliseum for me, like I Wireless Center here.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I did, and it was well, and we did good. Well, bottom line was I did get used to being at home, and he came to me one day and said, how should I get really in the fair business? I said, what's a fair business? And, yeah, but, you know, I really didn't know, didn't have a clue, didn't really care, because I was busy with whatever he had me doing. Anyhow. So I got involved in that industry and then stayed there for about 4 years. And then someone called me from Iowa, a good friend of mine, who's actually the dog and pony kind of guy. He's the elephant ride guy, and he has a lion show. And he called me, and we've been good friends for many years. And he said, there's a show, there's a small fair in Iowa, in Davenport, Iowa. I said, where in the heck is Davenport, Iowa? He said, well, it's right here, right on the river. Never flood. And it never floods.
Right.
Liar, liar, pants on fire. But anyhow... But I live in Bettendorf, so it doesn't flood in Bettendorf. It doesn't flood the fairgrounds either. Anyway, so he said, you should look into this because they need somebody with your particular qualification. So I did. I sent in resumes, and there was a bunch of resumes, and they asked me to come in for an interview. And I thought to myself, well, it looked like a nice enough town. And I had, at the time, had one young son who was now 25, but he was young. And the education system here was a little better than I wanted him to have. There as opposed to here, so we kind of moved here, and 19-20 years later, I'm still here and still enjoying the town. So
wow.
yeah, that's basically in a nutshell. That's kind of it. I've been here for 20 years.
20 years. So and that's with the Mississippi Valley Fair.
Yeah, it's right here in town.
And so when
I mean, give or take the 2 or 3 weeks I was in jail, but no, just kidding. You can edit this. Right? No.
when he asked. When he said we have a little fair in Davenport, was that a little fair at the time? And
yeah, how's it growing?
Well, that's a good question. Yeah, well, because that's what do you mean by a little fair? And he said, well, 72 acres, and it's a big entertainment fair. Not so much leaning heavy on the carnival end of it, but more of an entertainment. So I kind of got in and looked it over and talked to a bunch of people and did a lot of through my guys around the country, my network of fair guys, and said, hey, what do you think? And they go, it's a good fair. It needs some help. It needs some help sponsorship-wise, and it needs some help entertainment-wise. It's kind of right up your alley if you want to move to the north because it's cold. It gets cold in the winter. I said, he said 72 degrees tops. So a friend of mine, he goes, no, I don't think so. They're lying to you, but that's okay. So I did come in and looked at the town over and talked to a bunch of people and said, yeah. I told my wife, I said, what do you think? She said, well, I always wanted to wear sweaters in the winter. I said, well, guess what? I think you're going to be able to do that.
You're going to be able to do
that. So she's really adapted to it well over the years, and we did, and we've stayed here for 20 years now.
So when you came in, what was the attendance like then? Do you remember what it was about ballpark?
That's a good question. We've taken it, thank God, up to two with good Mother Nature permitting, 260 to 280 for the week. We run a little city here in 2 days, in 6 days.
Yeah.
But what we were here, I guess I could research it, but I'm thinking 100,000 maybe.
So half probably less than half.
Yeah, but probably.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you attribute that to the accident you guys are bringing in.
Yeah, that has a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
I like to think it's on me, but we've created this monster where the town has got to. The fun card is a valuable commodity. It's really a cool thing where it's pay one price, and it's just a great thing to do as opposed to a hard ticket. But with that comes every year I got to recreate that mousetrap on stage, and so that's consequent. That can be difficult.
You got to try to top it. Every
well, my
year,
budget here yeah. when I got here, my budget just on the stage was $150,000, $150,000. Now it's $850,000, and that's just somebody singing.
Bring in the talent.
Bring in the talent.
Yeah. So if you don't get somebody, then you have to go on stage and you have to cover that slot.
Yeah, and it ain't pretty. Yeah, but I mean, the thing is, we've created this monster, and constantly, right. And it's like now, what do you if I bring in B and C talent, we don't sell fun cars.
Right.
We don't sell fun cars. We got problems.
Yeah,
so
you're constantly I've got a constant. The
yeah,
man.
That bar. I was before I met with you fellows earlier. I mean, I was talking to a guy about the Monticello Fair, which is a really nice fair here
sure.
in Iowa. John Harms is a good friend of mine. And his budget, I think someone told me to do, was like $2 million for talent. I can't touch that. He's got some incredible talent this year. And if you,
wow.
within the sound of my voice here, and you want to see a nice fair, go see John's fair. He wouldn't give me the same publicity, but I'll give it to him. But he's got some incredible talent. Now, Luke Bryan and the guy from Detroit. I'm not going to get out his talent, but what I'm just saying, he's got terrific talent. But that's $2 million budget.
Sure.
I don't have that.
So that brings me to, how do you go about contacting these individuals? You got channels, but
yeah.
who does that for you? You got like a talent agent, or how do you do
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I do have a talent agent, and I also, and his father is actually the executive director of the Academy of Country Music. So Bob Romeo and his son is named RJ,
wow.
Romeo Entertainment. They help considerably. I mean, the way the process works is, I mean, the fair is here in the next few weeks, but even right now at lunch, I was talking to a guy, what am I thinking about next year? You start the process because you hope, like this year, you hope by the time you buy them in October, November, you get the okay. Then you hope that by the time summer gets here, they're up on the charts. You know,
sure.
It's a crapshoot.
Yeah.
It is a crapshoot.
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
the guy could be out of the business. You just never know.
Right. Now, we're looking at this year's lineup.
Yeah.
We have Lady Antebellum.
Yep.
Cheap Trick.
Yep.
Alan Jackson.
And I tried not to... Cheap Trick is fine, and they did well, but I tried to get... another hair band that wanted $375,000. It's Motley Crue.
Yeah.
But I couldn't handle it because it took too much of my budget away from me. But I really
wow.
wanted them. But
Cheap Trick sounds awesome.
Cheap Trick is it's a staple.
Yep.
It's good. It'll be a good show.
Yep.
And well, these are great shows.
Yeah.
They're all great.
I mean, the guys,
solid.
The Craig Morgan, the Lady A, well, she's always there. They're
mm-hmm.
super strong. But Eli Young Band, Craig Morgan, Alan Jackson stands on his own. Jared Neiman. They're. I bought them in November, and hopefully
yeah.
there'll be some names come July and August, and they're doing all right on the charts. You know,
yeah.
Oh
yeah,
they'll probably do fine. And I know what I paid them, and I know next year they'll probably be $200,000 because we're good at raising them, and they move on.
Sure,
you know?
Right.
So that's
sure.
fine. That's the business.
Yeah, I remember seeing Kenny Chesney here. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah,
it must have been
several years
ago,
uh-huh.
and he wasn't quite the artist that he is today.
No.
I'm sure that he's.
He's come a long way, but
he's
another one that he'd be a B act concern in some of these acts that are out there today.
No
I mean, oh yeah, it's just the money is just stupid money. It's just ridiculous the cost of acts. But what are you going to do if I go cheaper? No one they go. Oh, I'm not. I saw him 10 years ago. Like, the last time we had Alan Jackson was 7-8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a major draw.
Yeah.
So I had the opportunity to grab him.
Yep.
And he was less money this time around, so
sure.
it made it possible for me to get him again.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
One of my favorite stories in our family. And since I've turned 20, I can only think of one time where we've come down to the fair. I'm originally from Clinton,
mm-hmm.
so you know it was like a trip down here for us.
And there's a town that Clinton Riverboat Days
yes.
is no longer. I think there's
right.
there's an opportunity for somebody.
Right.
Oh
is.
Yeah.
That's
right.
a
yeah.
that's a nice community, Clinton.
Yep.
And I remember going to Riverboat Days growing up, and because of Riverboat Days, we never really came down here. And so a couple years ago, we came down here. ZZ Top.
Mm-hmm. Great show. I love them. I've had them here twice.
And I was like, oh, this is awesome. ZZ Top.
Mm-hmm.
And we came down here, and I'm all ready to see ZZ Top. When we're here, my mom's like, oh, we're not actually going in to the band. She goes, we're just going to the fair. The band is performing.
They didn't
but
buy the fun. They didn't
in.
Buy the fun card. They just got the day ticket.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Your parents are cheap.
They very much are. Very. So then our whole family like came down here and we're hanging out in the fair and my aunt gets a call from her friend who came down with us and he goes, hey, I'm in like the eighth row in the bleachers. And she goes, what do you mean? He goes, I'm in the ZZ Top concert. When you guys get in here, I have seats for you.
Oh.
And she goes, you came in here with us. He goes, yeah. And she goes, you need a separate ticket to go into the ZZ Top. He goes, well, I just walked in here. and so my aunt, in her mind, is like, we're going to just walk into the ZZ Top.
No. Nope.
Everybody else
so,
did.
Nope. Yeah. So me and my aunt, and I think my cousin, we're walking towards in, and my aunt gets stopped, and she goes, ma'am, I need your ticket. And my aunt goes,
but
and then she just gives up, like, yeah. eh. Like, she didn't even try to make up a lie. She just goes, Eh. And then we turned around and walked away.
You ran so close. I was so close.
But Bob, you've got a pretty nice collection of pictures and autographs here in your office, and you know, you've met a lot of people.
They're all lookalikes.
They're all lookalikes. You signed them yourself?
Signed them myself. I said, like Elvis. Elvis wasn't here last week. Did you know that? Because Elvis is dead, and I don't feel so good myself.
Who are some of the ones, you know, you said something about ZZ Top that you love having them here at the fair. Who are some of the ones that really stick out over your career? You know, 20 years here, mm-hmm. and then beyond that, mm-hmm. you were still meeting a lot mm-hmm. of celebrities mm-hmm. and musicians.
Oh, I don't know. That they all rub together. I mean, run together. Sure. I don't. They really do. I can't think of anybody. Alabama, we had two or three times. That was a good group. They're all good to work. You know, for the most part, they're all good to work with. They don't. I don't have any really bad thoughts about. Oh my God, I don't want them back here again.
Right.
I really can't think of anybody. I've had a couple road managers I'd like to have whacked.
Oh yeah.
But as far as the acts go, they're very. They're, you know, the longer you're in the business, the more professional you are, the more you understand, and you don't make any fusses.
Right.
Some of the rock and roll stuff, they're still living it. Some of them, even though they're about my age now, they're still living in the age of when I remember when stuff.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I really don't have any bad thoughts on any of them. There's a lot of stories connected with all of them, you don't have the time nor do I. And one of them is associated with Alan Jackson, who's coming up, you know. But someday, off mic, I'll tell you that story.
Sounds good.
But, yeah, I mean, it's been a good run.
Good.
Now, is there anybody who we had at the fair here
uh-huh.
who then blew up afterwards, where it was someone where you thought...
You mean got bigger or smaller?
Yeah, who got bigger.
Oh, half the wall.
Yeah. I was going to say.
I'm looking at Lady A. They're already high. But Eli Young, Craig Morgan... Jared Neiman, they're all on the charts, on the Billboard charts.
Yeah.
Many, we've had a lot of acts, I can't begin to tell you, but we've had a lot of acts who've left here, and the next time their names have come up, it went from being $90,000 to $250,000 or $200,000. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's like I said earlier, it's just kind of stupid money.
Yeah.
But that's a lot of that going on. Because if the guy's worth his salt, then, I mean, Luke Bryan was not always $500,000.
Right.
You know,
right.
I had, what's his name? Blake Shelton and his wife, I can't think what her name is.
Right? Lambert.
Miranda Lambert. Yeah. I had them here once. I had him on a Saturday. I had her on a Sunday. And we paid them. I'm only saying these prices to those that are listening, not to be arrogant, but just show how valuable that fun card
is.
Right. For $50, $45.
Right.
You know, it's incredible. It's a big, it's 6 days for that kind of money. So it's cheap. But I had them both here, and I paid her probably 80 or 90, paid him maybe 100. He was coming up.
Sure.
And now look at this. Look, uh-huh. They're all superstars. They are the industry now. Both of them.
Absolutely.
I mean, he's doing this TV show, and he's got his act, and he's got his tour, and she's got all kinds of things going on. So, a lot of that.
Yeah, that fun card, when you were saying that, you can't go to see any of these acts probably individually at the IYS or something like that for $45.
Oh, no.
And seven. Well, I won't get into that, but it's prices to park. We don't even charge to park here.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
Great deal. Now, are the fun cards still? Nope, looks like July 1st.
They went up $50.
So they went up. So they're up five.
And
up
I hated
bucks.
To do that. It's been a couple of years since we've raised it. We had to raise it $5 because it's like our life in general. Things are going up. You know, milk is. You got a family at home, you got kids, you realize what it costs. So we had to bump it $5. Hopefully, we won't have to do it for another few years. But, you know, we don't get any complaints on that because it's still. Come on.
Heck of a deal.
It's still a heck of a deal. Less than $10 a night. Come on.
It's
a sweet deal.
What are the grandstands? What is that hole? What's the capacity?
6,000.
6,000.
Uh-huh. And the racetrack right in front of the grandstands holds about 25,000 on the half in the quarter mile. Yeah.
Well, you know, and Ian and I love music. I know we could talk about this all day.
Yeah.
Now, what else do we have going on in the fair this year?
That's a good point. I mean, it's not just at stage. That's a good lineup.
Yeah.
But there are all kinds of, you know, part of my job every year basically is to make it new. I don't want anybody walking going, oh, I've seen that.
Yep.
So I got to every year kind of redo the mousetrap with that. So I'm big into animals. So I've got a lot of animal acts that are good. I have an alligator act that's just incredibly good. It's going to be even bigger this year. I've got a new act that I booked this year on the corner here that's it's monkeys riding the backs of dogs, and it's a race. They came across my – just one of these things that came across the desk about 6 months ago, and I go, now this is cool. You have these monkeys riding the back of these shelter dogs, and you know, and they race like we've had pig races before and things like that. And they're kind of cool.
Yeah.
But I just this dog thing just tickle me. I don't know. Yeah. So I'm hoping
it'll get people to stop.
Yeah, and then we've got an oldie stand down here, the group called the Diamonds from the 60s and 70s, and then the middle-aged guys and gals like that kind of music. Yep. So that'll work fine.
Yeah.
It's the fourth year for them, so they sure. really draw. I mean, 500-600 people a night in the old tent down there, so that's good.
That's really good. Yep.
But and then you got the 4-H'ers. You don't leave out the 4-H'ers and the horses and the horses and the rigs that we have here for the Belgium horses and so forth. Food. A lot of people go to the fair just for the fair food.
Food. Yeah, like, and that's actually every time Ian and I have talked about the fair in the last couple of weeks, I only think about the food.
Well, I'm not a big fair food guy because it's a lot of it's like overwhelming to me. So and I try and watch and run, and it's a little bit greasy for me. But yeah, I mean, a lot of people just live for those corn dogs and all the everything, and it's delicious if you're into it. I'm just be honest with you, I'm just I'll eat it, but I won't make a habit of it. Probably have a paramedic standing by after I eat all that stuff. But it's kind of cool. I got a guy called Dallas the Fire Guy. He does a whole 15-minute show, but he finishes off and blowing it. He puts some stuff in his mouth. And he blows fire out of his mouth. I mean, it's a really cool act. I've had him here. I met him in Louisiana. Most of my job is to go tour the fairs and see what's good, what would work here in Davenport.
Yeah.
So, consequently, I saw him in Shreveport, not when I was there, but afterwards, and it worked. Yeah, he's just a great act.
Wow.
I mean, but he just he's very irreverent, but he always has 100-200 people around him every night. It's just in every show, so it works fine.
So now you said you were Marianne with the
WWF. I was with WWF, World Wrestling Federation.
So, what years were that? Because it was probably right back in the heyday of when things were.
You're going back. I'm trying to think. Probably the 80s, probably.
Okay.
Maybe early 90s. Yeah.
So right when Ultimate Warrior was.
Yeah, Ultimate Warrior. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, he passed.
The story of my year is that
a lot of those wrestlers I used to know are gone. Several of them are gone.
Sure.
Yeah. I was on a
rough business.
I was on an airplane with the Ultimate Warrior the day that he passed. He had a heart attack. And he had that in the afternoon. I had seen him in the morning.
He was just with his wife and family, wasn't he?
They were there.
He got some kind of acceptance from a award or something.
It was about 2 days. Because we were in New Orleans, and that's where the Hall of Fame ceremony happened at WrestleMania.
Right.
And I didn't know who the guy was. But every WrestleMania fan in the airport knew who he was.
Well, he wasn't in makeup then, but they kind of know.
Oh,
just
and they
by
were they
size.
Were applauding for him, and they were getting their autographs, and his daughters were just loving it.
Yeah.
And then he passed away that afternoon.
Yeah, it's too bad.
So
well, they take a lot of beating. Everybody says that wrestling is fake. Well, but that's a whole other show. But the bottom line is it's a dangerous field.
It's
very physical. Yeah, the outcome can be debated. But, it's a very physical job. I mean, I watch those guys throw each other around. It's rough.
Well, we've had a lot of kids on our show that they talk about their favorite show is wrestling.
Yes, yeah. They still like it. It's a resurgence, it seems like.
Listen, when I started doing it, I was a... Promoters are... There were a bunch of promoters get together when we're working. We talk to each other when we're not working. Say, hey, if you're looking for something to do, this guy's going out on tour, and they may help. So, but when I got home doing the wrestling thing, a friend of mine said, you need to get to Atlanta, and these other wrestling guys will talk to you about doing some gigs at Atlanta. So, fine. I went, and I took the job. The money was good. I didn't think it was going to be long term, but it lasted a couple, 3 years. It was fun. But when I got home, I talked to my mom and dad, who are gone now, but they were in Virginia. My dad started asking me questions about wrestling, and I go, I looked at him, and I go, you're a fan. He goes, well, no, I just want to realize. I said, no, you're a fan. You're asking me questions about these guys. I said, Dad, I didn't realize that. He's come to find out, he was a big fan. He's like all these people, people we sell tickets to. My old man was a fan. Yeah, it was kind of funny, but true.
Yeah, it is pretty interesting to see how it's come full circle now.
Yeah.
There was a while there where it wasn't quite as popular, but used to see
there
kids.
There was a
now
while
with,
there now where it wasn't really family friendly.
No,
yes.
No, they had to. Well, they
in
stopped
like the late 90s, early 2000s.
Right,
it really wasn't a family friendly thing.
And they stopped. They used to. You know what juicing is in the wrestling industry?
The steroids, is that what it is?
No, juicing is, maybe it can mean two things. Juicing is when they, in the old days, they would have a piece of razor or something very sharp in between the fingers. And say a wrestler would grab another guy and throw him into the ropes, and then he'd bang off the ropes, and he'd put his hand up, and he'd just rub. Well, when you're cut here, you bleed real easy and fluently, really fluently. Well, that's called juicing. That would cut themselves like that, and blood would come, and then he'd turn around to the audience and blow, ooh, he's really, look at the blood coming. Now he's really mad. He's going to go beat the crap out of
him. Right.
Well, they stopped that because it wasn't family friendly. Because the kid would get home, he'd try to do it himself and try to make himself bleed because his buddy, his old hero would look cool. So they stopped that. So then it went to me to the I want to say Ed McMahon. He's not Ed McMahon.
Vince McMahon.
Went to the Vince McMahon days where they started becoming more show business and more theatrical, and right. that's what happened. And boy, did they do a heck of a job, yeah. you know. So, yeah. and as did WWE, and it was WWF and WCW World Championship out of Atlanta.
Yeah.
yeah, terrific job. So I mean, it's a business. It's an interesting yeah. business, but it's a business.
That's awesome. Mm. Well, Bob, we've really enjoyed talking with you today. We have three questions
oh,
that
here
we
comes.
Ask all of our guests.
Okay.
The first question
I've had
is,
my shots. No,
okay. What is your favorite current TV show?
Right now?
Yeah.
I mean, like, not so much summer off, but...
it could be anything.
Could be anything? Okay. Yeah. I like Chicago Fire.
Okay.
Yeah. I love the Tom Selleck show on Friday night. Oh, my God.
It's on CBS.
Yeah, it's Hawaii Five-0, and then it's Blue Bloods.
Yeah,
that's my favorite show in the world. I think it makes me cry, makes me laugh every Friday night.
I've never seen
it,
but I've seen the promo.
It's a family. It's family oriented. It's a cop show. It's a family of cops and all their and their spouses and their children.
Sure.
I mean, it's probably one of the best TV shows I've ever seen. I mean, it's good. It's got values. It's got cop stuff. It's got rough stuff.
Yeah.
But it's not one of these things where I don't want my kids to watch. They can give you a little disclaimer, but yeah, that's my favorite. Now that I think about it, that's my favorite.
Cool.
I like Chicago Fire, but I know a lot of fire guys. Yeah. And they come out here and I go, hey, is it really like that? And they go, no. It's so much drama in 58 minutes you can't believe it. My life is not, the cops, you know, fire guys are not really like that. I mean, we put out fires and we're good guys, but it's not like Chicago Fire.
Bob, our second question is, if you could have any
job. He's getting serious now.
He's getting serious now.
It's like a Barbara Walters.
Yeah, yeah. You want to hear the dirty words thing?
Your dream job, anything. Anything. What would it be?
I am in my dream job.
What about other than this job?
Mm-hmm. Do something else?
Mm-hmm.
And be successful at it?
Mm-hmm.
as long as they didn't laugh at me, I probably would want to... be a stand-up comic.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. I would have tried it. Yeah, I would
have tried it. Have you ever tried anything?
Oh, yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, but I'm not enough alcohol, right? It's something. I mean, when you walk out of here, I'll probably think, oh, I probably should have said, like, I always like being a veterinarian. But right. I love animals, so I could be a veterinarian. But, I always wanted to get on stage. And I've done it, but I've not done it in a big way.
Who are some of your favorites? Who are some of the ones that you really like?
Anybody make me laugh.
No kidding.
I love to laugh. So anybody that makes me laugh is fine with me. You know, I don't think that some of this stuff doesn't necessarily have to be as dirty as it is. I think comedy is great. I love all kinds
of comedy. I'm a big comedy guy.
Yeah,
I'm a big
I love
comedy
yeah.
guy. And actually, that's really where I got into the world of podcasting, was listening to comedians on podcasts.
There's a show comes on tonight. It's called, Last Comic Standing?
Yeah.
I think that's the name of it, but it's kind of the same thing.
They're down to how many now?
Half a dozen, maybe? I mean, that's some funny stuff.
Well, and that's where
it was pretty funny. Yeah. I've been watching that.
Last Comic Standing is where they found Amy Schumer.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, she's a big comedian now.
Yeah.
I love stand-up.
That's cool.
So that's something I wish I would have the ability to do stand-up, or even just like the mentality. Like, I think it can be a hard life.
Oh, it's a very difficult one. Because you're on the road. Well, just last week on this last comic, they had some guy everybody liked, and he's like in the final group. But he's been doing this for 19 to 20 years, and he's got a family that's grown. I was telling my wife, I said, I never heard of this guy. He's funny, but he just never made it. You know, some of these guys, like nothing on TV, so this King of Queens came on the other night. That's some funny stuff. Mm-hmm. That's clean family humor. But it's well-written stuff. But, you know, who knows? Luck of the Irish. You never know who's going to be working.
Somebody just needs that break.
Just need a break. And sometimes that break doesn't come, and you get very bitter. No, but I don't think I'd have the guts to stand in front of like 10,000 people. I mean, I'd have to really be loaded.
Right.
I just don't think so. I don't know. But, yeah, I always wanted to do that.
That's awesome.
But if you love what you do, you really don't work a day. Like around here, I'm busy all the time, but I just love going. And when I'm home, my wife said, when are you going to retire? I don't know. We'll see. But she said, you know, go down to the office. You're making me crazy. You're laying on my side of the bed. I said, it's Christmas Day. You're throwing me out. She said, well, you just
You're pushing me out.
I did the laundry.
Oh, man.
That's true. I said, you want me to retire, and yet you're throwing me out on Christmas Day? How do you think it's when I'm home 24 hours a day? She said, I would kill you. Here, drink this Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah. Well, Bob, now that we're in here, full of...
That's only two questions.
Yeah, we have a third one.
Oh, okay.
We're in here in a room that is wall-to-wall autograph photos and pictures of you with people. And our last question is...
Who's my favorite?
If you could meet anybody and have dinner with them, it could be dead, alive, fictional... Who would you meet, and what would you have?
What would
your
dinner
be?
What would I eat?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Who would I meet? Who could I have? That's a tough question because there's been a lot of people pass through my life. Would you add again to it?
Well, sure.
Meet and have dinner with?
Yeah.
My parents.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. I think my parents. Yeah. And what would I eat? Fried chicken. probably fried chicken definitely chocolate brownies. My mother was a great chocolate brownie maker. Yeah, probably not to be maudlin or anything, but yeah, I mean, I would like to have one more minute with my parents. Sure. We all will. If you still have your parents, good for you. You cherish it.
One more meal with them.
One more meal, one more conversation.
You grew up,
even if she kept calling me stupid, I
you grew up in the South then?
I grew up in Virginia, which is east.
So your mom was
Virginia.
Then, huh?
She's
a good cook?
Oh, yeah. She's a great cook. Yeah, she's a great cook. Yeah.
Well, Bob, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no. This was fun.
Entertaining. It really turned into something that it's going to be something special, and Andy and I will remember it for a long time.
Oh, Bob, so, that's nice of you to say
that. Really nice to meet you, and thank you so much for your time today. And we hope that some people listen to this because there's a lot to offer this year at the fair.
Yep.
Every year there's a lot to offer at the fair.
Yeah.
But we hope we get some of our Cub Scouting families, our Scouting families, out to the Mississippi Valley Fair this year. And have
July
a good time.
29th through
August 3rd.
Yep.
Rock and roll.
Close the bridge. I mean, they dress, you know, nobody listens. Nobody, yeah, just the time for the fair. You want to say, are you really that stupid? But, you know, hopefully they can find it on 74 or they can find it on 280. But, I mean, really, the Centennial Bridge. And when I'm driving to work in the morning, you hear, just another weekend, it won't be just one lane. It'll be all the bridge will be shut down. Thank you. Just thank you for making my ulcer bigger. That's great.
Well, thank you, Bob.